This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Friday, November 28th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, Facebook posts, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Vince Beccaro and Arthur Cassano are reporting in the Register Star that several local school districts have been named by the New York Civil Liberties Union for maintaining enrollment policies that would have a chilling effect on an immigrant student's attempts to register. The NYCLU identified three districts in Columbia County and one district in Greene County. The Chatham Central, New Lebanon Central, and Hudson City districts all require entering students to produce a birth certificate, while the Greenville Central School District does not require a Social Security number on birth certificate. Registering students are explicitly asked immigration status questions. Under a 1982 Supreme Court ruling, states violate the 14th Amendment when undocumented children are denied the same educational opportunity as naturalized citizens. Schools are in violation of the law when they require birth certificates or inquire about the immigration status of a potential student or their parents. The superintendents from the Columbia County districts responded to the allegations, denying their districts have ever refused enrollment to any student who was unable to produce a birth certificate. The survey released last month comes on the heels of a statewide study by the NYCLU in 2010, which found that one in five school districts were putting up illegal barriers to immigrant youth. Read the full story in the Register Star. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail, a year after the special EMT task force was established, it has presented a preliminary budget of what it is need to sustain a Greene County-wide ambulance service. At a meeting last week, the task force estimated the total amount to be $3.15 million based on information gathered from municipalities and the county. Startup expenses for the first year of the new system could add as much as $1.2 million to cover the purchase of ambulances, setting up sites, and buying needed equipment. Task force member and county legislator William Lawrence will talk to the county's real property tax agency to determine the best way to assess the costs across the board and with the least impact on local budgets. A member of Governor Andrew Cuomo's staff will be invited to the next task force session slated for January 13th. They will be asked to speak about the difficulties faced as municipalities try to carry out the process of consolidation. In the meantime, the task force is expected to meet with members of the Mountaintop Supervisors and Mayors Association. Editors note that Lawrence is a WGXC programmer. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman reports that opponents of the Pilgrim Pipeline, which, if approved, would move Bakken crude oil one way and refined gas and diesel the other through the Hudson Valley along the I-87 corridor, will hold a protest at 4 p.m. Tuesday, December 2nd, near the New York Thruway Bridge at the intersection of Main Street and South Putt Corners in New Paltz. The New Paltz Climate Action Coalition and Protecting Our Waters does not want the New York State Thruway Authority to allow a thruway easement. The Rosendale and New Paltz town boards have passed resolutions against the pipeline, noting that local emergency services would be ill-equipped to handle emergencies posed by pipe ruptures or explosions. WGXC could not find any comments on the proposed pipeline from anyone in Greene County. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. There are many sales, specials, and strikes scheduled for this weekend as the holiday shopping season gets underway. In Hudson, there is an admission fee to shop among the many vendors at the Farm and Flea Market at Basilica Hudson, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, November 29th and Sunday, November 30th near the Amtrak station. On Warren Street in Hudson on Saturday, authors Amanda Palmer and Neil Gaiman will be at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale from 3:45 to 5:15 p.m. selling and signing books. On November 29th in Cairo at the Red Roosters Roadhouse, the third annual Small Business Saturday Holiday Happenings event is from 3 to 7 p.m. with 25 local small businesses raising money for Community Action of Greene County. Red Roosters is at 845 Main Street in Cairo. The Village of Valencia and the Valencia Economic Redevelopment Association also are sponsoring a day-long event there with a 10:30 a.m. reading of the mayor's proclamation about local small businesses. Also, some Walmart workers around the country are striking on Black Friday for higher wages, and there are support protests scheduled at several Hudson Valley Walmarts, including Kingston and Glenmont locations. Today is Friday, November 28th, 2014. WGXC does not know about any public meeting scheduled for today. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly cloudy day with a high near 35 and a low around 17. Saturday should also be mostly cloudy with a high near 35. Saturday night, there's a slight chance of snow showers after 2 a.m. with a low around 25. Sunday, a slight chance of snow showers in the morning, then could turn to rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Sunday night, a low around 38 is forecast. Monday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 49. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.